This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the Heart Method Keeps Your Emotions Stable During the Most Charged Personal Conflicts. 5 steps to stay grounded when conflict threatens to overwhelm you. In short, emotional control in personal conflict is not about suppressing how you feel. It is about staying regulated enough to act on your values instead of your triggers. The Heart Method gives you a 5-step sequence to follow when emotion threatens to take over a charged conversation. Each step moves your focus outward, reducing reactivity and keeping the exchange productive. Fluency with this method requires practice in real conversations, not just understanding the concept. Definition: The Heart Method is a 5-step relationship communication framework designed to maintain emotional control during personal conflict. It guides you through honoring your partner's perspective, empathizing with their feelings, acknowledging your role, reassuring your commitment, and trusting the process. I once watched a couple fall apart in a single conversation. They loved each other. That was not the problem. The problem was that neither of them had any structure for managing what they felt when the temperature rose. One went cold, the other went loud. Both were completely convinced the other was the enemy. The conversation that could have brought them closer tore them further apart. Good intentions, no emotional control, catastrophic outcome. This is where the Heart Method comes in. And Say It Right Every Time, I introduce this framework specifically for the high-stakes personal conflicts that most people handle worse, the ones with the people who matter most. I developed it because I kept seeing the same pattern. People who were perfectly capable communicators in every other area of life would lose all of that capability the moment a romantic conflict escalated. Emotion flooded them and structure vanished. The Heart Method exists to give you structure when pressure strips everything else away. It will not make conflict comfortable, but it will keep you on the right side of a line that is very easy to cross. Why emotional flooding destroys the conversations you need most. Personal conflict is not like any other kind of conflict. Your nervous system treats it differently. When you argue with a stranger, your body can escalate and then move on. When you argue with someone you love, the stakes attach to something deeper: your security, or sense of worth, or fear of loss. The emotional response is bigger and faster. What happens in those moments is not a character flaw. It is your system responding to a perceived threat with every tool it has. The problem is that those tools, which are designed for survival, are terrible for conversation. You stop listening. You start defending. You say things you cannot take back. If you have ever read about what the amygdala hijack does to your thinking in high-pressure moments, you will recognize this pattern instantly. The answer is not to suppress the emotion. Suppression creates a different kind of wreckage. The answer is to give yourself a method to follow before the flood arrives, so that you have something to hold on to when it does. That is what the Heart Method provides. The Heart Method. A complete breakdown. I outline the full framework in Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time. What follows is the complete method, each step shown in use, not just defined. Framework 1. H. Honor your partner's perspective. What it is: the deliberate act of treating your partner's point of view as valid before you assert your own. What it is designed for: breaking the defensive cycle that begins when both people talk and neither listens. Honoring a perspective does not mean agreeing with it. It means acknowledging that your partner has reasons for what they feel. How it works. Number 1. Before you speak, ask yourself, what is this situation genuinely like from their position? Not a rhetorical question, a real one. Number 2. Say something that reflects that understanding out loud. I can see why this felt dismissive to you is not a concession. It is a signal that you are in the conversation, not just in your own head. Number 3. Hold that position for long enough that they actually feel heard before you add your perspective. When to use it: at the opening of any charged conversation, particularly when your partner seems defensive or already escalated. When not to use it: do not perform it. If you say "I hear you" while visibly waiting to interrupt, it will make things worse. Honoring a perspective requires genuine pause. If you are too flooded to do that honestly, you are not ready for this step yet. Calm yourself first. Quick example. Your partner says you have been distant for weeks. You feel the urge to defend your workload. Instead, you say, "You're right, at I have not been fully present. I can understand how that would feel like I'm pulling away. You have not lied. You have not surrendered. You have opened the door." Eamon's note. This step costs less than people think and pays more than they expect. I have watched a single honest sentence stop a conflict cold. Not because it solved anything, but because it made the other person feel real. Framework 2. E. Empathize with their feelings. What it is. Naming what your partner is feeling and letting them know that emotion makes sense to you. What it is designed for. Reducing the emotional intensity of the conversation by removing the feeling that they are alone in what they are experiencing. As I put it in Say Right Every Time, naming the emotion helps to tame it. How it works. Number 1. Listen for the emotion underneath the words. People rarely say I feel scared. They say you never think about how this affects me. The feeling underneath that sentence is often fear of not mattering. Number 2. Name it directly. It sounds like you are feeling like you do not matter to me, and I imagine that is frightening. Number 3. Do not immediately follow it with, but. The moment you say but, you erase everything before it. When to use it. Immediately after the H step, and any time the conversation starts to escalate again. When not to use it. Do not name an emotion you are not genuinely sensing. Guessing wrong and being corrected is fine. Performing empathy cynically will be detected immediately, and the damage is significant. Quick example. Your partner is crying, and says they feel like they are always the one who apologizes. You say, that sounds exhausting, like you are carrying this alone. You have not agreed that you never apologize. You have acknowledged how it feels for them right now. Eamon's note. Most people skip this step because they're scared it means admitting guilt. It does not. It means being human. Those are different things. Framework 3. A. Acknowledge your role. What it is. Taking clear, specific responsibility for your part in the conflict. What it is designed for. Breaking the blame cycle. Conflict escalates fastest when both people feel the other is entirely at fault. The moment one person claims even a fraction of honest responsibility, the dynamic shifts. How it works. Number 1. Identify one specific thing you did, said, or failed to do that contributed to the problem. Not the whole conflict. One real thing. Number 2. State it without hedging. I have been so focused on work that I stopped asking how you were doing is clean. I may have perhaps not always been as present as I could have been is not. Number 3. Do not attach an explanation that reads as an excuse. Explanation can come later. The acknowledgement has to land first. When to use it. After E, once you have genuinely empathized. Acknowledging your role before you've honored theirs will feel like deflection. When not to use it. Do not manufacture responsibility. If you genuinely cannot identify your role, say so honestly and ask for help seeing it. False acknowledgement poisons trust faster than disagreement does. Quick example. I shut down when the conversation got hard last month. That was not fair to you. You were trying to reach me and I made myself unreachable. Eamon's note. I spent years avoiding this step. I thought it meant losing. I had it exactly backwards. The person willing to go first with honesty is the one holding the relationship together. Framework 4. R. Reassure your commitment. What it is. Explicitly stating that your commitment to the relationship and the person is not in question, even in the middle of conflict. What it is designed for. Addressing the fear that often runs underneath a personal conflict. Many arguments are not really about the surface issue. They are about whether the relationship is safe. Reassurance answers that question directly. How it works. Number 1. Say something that makes your commitment concrete and present tense. Not I will always love you as a general statement. Something specific to this moment. Number 2. Connect it to the conflict itself. I am here, talking with you about this, because this relationship matters to me is more powerful than any general declaration. Number 3. Keep it short. Reassurance does not need to be a speech. One or two clear sentences, delivered calmly, carry enormous weight. When to use it. Anytime you sense the fear beneath the conflict. If your partner says something like maybe we just want different things, that is often fear speaking, not a conclusion. Address the fear directly. When not to use it. Do not offer reassurance you cannot honestly back with action. Empty reassurance is worse than silence. If you are uncertain about your commitment, that is a different conversation, and one that requires courage to initiate honestly. Quick example. I want you to know that I'm not going anywhere. This conversation is hard, but hard conversations are worth having because you're worth it. Eamon's note. Your relationship is worth fighting for. Not with your partner, but for your partner. This step is how you say that out loud. Framework 5. T. Trust the process. What it is, the discipline of staying with the method even when resolution does not arrive immediately. What it is designed for. Managing the urge to rush to a conclusion or declare the conversation a failure when things feel unresolved. Most charged personal conflicts do not resolve in a single sitting. Trusting the process means accepting that and not abandoning the work, how it works. Number 1. When the conversation stalls, resist the impulse to force a resolution. See, I do not think we have solved this yet, and that is okay. Can we take a breath and come back to this? Number 2. Normalize the fact that difficult conversations take time. You did not build the tension in one exchange. You will not solve it in one either. Number 3. Commit to returning. A conversation left genuinely open is different from one abandoned in frustration. Make the distinction clear when to use it. When the conversation is running out of steam, when one or both of you is getting flooded again, or when you feel the pressure to resolve immediately just to end the discomfort, when not to use it. Do not use trust the process as permission to avoid the conversation entirely. The step is about patience with resolution, not avoidance of engagement. There is a real difference, and you know which one you are doing. Quick example. I think we both need to pause. I am not walking away from this. I am walking away from this conversation for tonight, so we can come back to it tomorrow with clearer heads. Eamon's note. The conversations that rebuild relationships are rarely the ones that end perfectly. They are the ones where both people kept showing up. The Connect Method. When heart needs a different starting point. The heart method works best when you are regulated enough to focus outward, but sometimes you arrive at a conflict so flooded that your first task is managing yourself, not your partner. That is where the Connect Method, which I also introduce in Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time, earns its place. Where heart opens with honouring your partner, Connect opens with yourself. The first 3 steps, calm yourself down, observe the emotion, and name the emotion, are entirely internal. You work through what is happening inside you before you reach outward. This matters because you cannot genuinely honour someone else's perspective when your own emotions are still running the room. The two methods are not competitors. They address different starting conditions. If you arrive at a conflict already regulated, begin with heart. If you arrive flooded, use the first 3 steps of Connect to steady yourself, then move into the heart sequence. Think of them as the same toolkit, accessed from different entry points depending on where you are when the conversation begins. Choosing between these frameworks, a decision guide. Starting condition recommended framework first step. You feel regulated, other person is upset, heart honor their perspective. You feel flooded before the conversation, Connect, calm yourself first. Both of you are escalated, Connect separate, then Connect. The issue is about commitment or safety, heart reassure early in the sequence. The emotion is hard to identify, Connect, name the emotion step. The clearest decision rule is this: check yourself before you choose. Are you regulated enough to genuinely focus on another person right now? If yes, heart. If no, Connect first, then heart once you have steadied. For conflicts that sit outside personal relationships, frameworks designed for those settings will serve you better. The DEAL method for resolving conflicts that fracture team dynamics addresses a very different emotional landscape from a romantic conflict, even when the surface tension looks similar. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong with these methods. I have taught these frameworks for years. I have also watched people apply them badly. Here's where the breakdowns happen most often. The mistake, rushing through the steps to get to resolution. Why it happens. Conflict is uncomfortable and we want it to end. What to do instead? Slow the sequence down deliberately. Each step needs to land before the next one begins. The mistake. Using the language of the framework without the feeling behind it. Why it happens. People think the words are the method. They are not. The method is the internal shift that produces the words. What to do instead. Before you speak each step, pause and ask if you genuinely mean what you are about to say. If not, wait until you do. The mistake. Attempting the method while still in what I call the red zone, fully flooded, reactive, unable to listen. Why it happens. People believe they can power through emotional flooding with the right technique. What to do instead? Ask for a time out first. A brief, honest pause I need 10 minutes to settle before we continue is not failure. It is the most respectful thing you can offer. Signs of amygdala hijack in real time look the same in personal conflict as they do in a team setting. The mistake. Abandoning the method after one difficult conversation and concluding it does not work. Why it happens. People expect transformation from a single use. What to do instead? Treat each conversation as a practice session. Progress in conflict communication is rarely linear, and early sessions often feel clumsy. That is normal. Building this kind of emotional intelligence in relationships is a practice, not an event. The discomfort of early attempts is not evidence of failure. It is evidence that you are working on something real. Building fluency over 6 weeks. Understanding a method and being able to use it under pressure are separated by a significant distance. The only thing that closes the gap is practice in actual conversations. In chapter 15 of Say It Right Every Time, I lay out a structured 6-day practice arc. For the HEART method specifically, here is a realistic 6-week path. Weeks 1 and 2. Do not attempt the full sequence in a charged conversation yet. Instead, practice individual steps in low-stakes moments. Before any conversation with your partner, ask yourself, what is the situation like from their position? That is the H step in ordinary life. Practice it until it becomes a reflex. Weeks 3 and 4. Begin using the E and the steps in real disagreements. You do not have to name the framework. Just practice empathizing before defending and acknowledging your role before explaining it away. If you miss it in the moment, note where you diverged and try again in the next conversation. Weeks 5 and 6. Run the full HEART sequence in a genuine conflict. You will likely not execute it perfectly. That is acceptable. What matters is that you stayed in the method long enough to feel the difference between structure and reactive freefall. That felt difference is what builds lasting fluency. The psychological safety that enables honest communication in any relationship grows from exactly this kind of consistent, structured practice. Every time you follow through on the method instead of defaulting to your worst habits, you build a small amount of trust. That trust compounds. What carries you through the hardest conversations? Here is the truth of it. You will not always do this well. There will be conversations where you arrive flooded, skip the H step, say something defensive, and watch the exchange deteriorate. That is not evidence that you are beyond this. It is evidence that you are human. De-escalating conflict without destroying the connection is a skill that every person has to earn through repetition and repair. What the HEART method gives you is not a guarantee. It gives you a place to return to when things go sideways. The person who walks back into a hard conversation and says, "I got that wrong. Can we try again?" is practicing the T-step, trusting the process even after a failure. That kind of courage, quiet and consistent, is what actually sustains a relationship through conflict. The environment of safety that makes genuine repair possible does not emerge from the absence of conflict. It emerges from how you handle conflict when it arrives. Use the HEART method not because it is elegant, but because the people in your life deserve someone who brings structure and courage to the hardest conversations. You can be that person. Start where you are and practice from there. Frequently asked questions. What is the HEART method? The HEART method is a 5-step relationship communication framework designed to maintain emotional control during personal conflict. Each letter stands for: honor your partner's perspective, empathize with their feelings, acknowledge your role, reassure your commitment, and trust the process. How does the HEART method help with emotional control? The HEART method gives you a clear sequence to follow when emotion threatens to take over. Each step slows you down and redirects your focus outward, which reduces reactivity and keeps the conversation productive rather than destructive. When should I use the HEART method in a conflict? Use the HEART method in personal conflict with a romantic partner when both people are emotionally invested in the outcome. It works best after you've calmed your nervous system enough to listen. Do not attempt it while in the red zone of emotional flooding. Can the HEART method work for conflicts outside romantic relationships? The HEART method was designed specifically for romantic relationship conversations where vulnerability and long-term commitment are central. For workplace or team conflicts, structured frameworks like the DEAL method or CONNECT method are better suited to those dynamics. How long does it take to build fluency with the HEART method? Most people begin to feel natural with the HEART method after 4 to 6 weeks of consistent practice. Start with lower-stakes conversations to build the muscle memory. The five steps become instinctive once you have worked through them in real scenarios repeatedly. What is the difference between the HEART method and the CONNECT method? Both frameworks support emotional control in relationship conversations. The HEART method focuses on honoring the other person's perspective and reassuring commitment. The CONNECT method begins with calming yourself first and naming the emotion, making it useful when your own feelings are harder to identify. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.